The holiday season officially gets underway tonight with the 31st edition of Light Up Okotoks. Running from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m., the festival will fill Old Town Okotoks with a host of seasonal merriment, highlighted by the lighting of the community Christmas tree and capped off by a fireworks display. Elizabeth Street, McCrae Street will be closed to traffic from Northridge Drive to Lineham Avenue to create an event zone that will be packed with activities, including a kids' zone, a s'mores station, a 10-foot ice sculpture, roving entertainers, photos with Santa, 30 fire pits and much more. The tree lighting will be held at 7 p.m. at Old Town Plaza, where the winner of the Sheep River Health Trust raffle will flip the switch to illuminate the tree. Santa will be on hand for the tree lighting ceremony and then will move to the Okotoks Art Gallery for photos. The plaza will also feature local entertainment from Music Central, the Alberta High School of Fine Arts and others, as well as performances by the Indigo Circus Fire Dancers. The popular wagon rides will return, and for those who weren't able to reserve a time online, there will be two wagons available on a first-come, first-served basis. Added to this year's lineup will be Party at the Plaza, at the Arts and Learning Campus, which will include dancing to tunes from a DJ, a mini-market and more. Light Up will conclude with a fireworks show at 9 p.m. at Lineham Park. Although Light Up Okotoks is a free event, the town is encouraging people to bring a donation to support local charities. The Okotoks Food Bank has partnered with the RCMP for Creme a Cruiser, hoping to fill two RCMP vehicles at the corner of Veterans Way and McCrae Street with non-perishable food items. The Christmas charity truck, which will be located beside the landmark site, Okotoks Letters, will be collecting funds and toys in support of local children's charities. Given parking has always been a challenge at Light Up, the town is introducing a shuttle service from Foothill Centennial Center and Seaman Stadium this year.